Our title for this morning, Three Big Connections to Bring the Bible, You and Your Friends Alive. Or to condense that down, how to be effective God talkers, using Dave's words. I aim today, in the few short minutes that we have together, to be practical, creative, and I want you to engage fully, and the level of your engagement will determine how effective we are going into the week ahead as God talkers for Jesus. The key way that people make connections with each other is through story. The Bible is full of story narrative. It's estimated to be, depending on how you look at it, about 77% story, narrative, psalms, prayers. Then you've got proverbs, things like that. And then about 23% is laws, commands, instructions, how you build a temple, that kind of stuff. There's so much story because we connect that way, and that's how you connect with Scripture. But in Chippenham today, how do you make those connections? How do we connect Bible story with your present story, with your future story, with your friends? How does that work? How does it work when you say we're trying to connect people with Jesus for life, for hope, for more? How do you do it? It's a good question, isn't it? So let's start making the connections. I'm going to go over here to start with. Bible story. You start with the Bible story. When Dave was speaking, he said we start with Bible story. That's our beginning point with Messy Church. It should be our beginning point with everything. What does the Bible say? Acts chapter 2. Fascinating passage of Scripture, one that we need to come back to again and again and again. How is the Holy Spirit working? How does that happen? Things I want to pick out just quickly here is that when the Holy Spirit, God's presence, came, and is still present today, by the way, everything changed. The confidence of Peter changed from being timid. He changes and he starts to speak out the good news. All of them, all the apostles, then get on team and they start to speak in different tongues because God's given them that ability. And they can speak to all the different people groups in that area. I'm going back to Messy Church again. What's Messy Church trying to do? What are we always trying to do is to connect in with all sorts of different people. Now, if you were an Ethiopian, no, not an Ethiopian, an Ephesian at that event, and there were at Pentecost, and then you travel home again, 2 or 3 weeks later you get home, and you have a Costa coffee in Ephesus. I have been there and I didn't spot it, but if you did, and you said to your pal, or they say to you, well, what did you do? Where have you been? Do you say, or did that? Would that person have said, well, I went to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover feast. And it was, yeah, it was good. And I enjoyed seeing my friends and the weather was fine. Yeah, okay. Now, how's the gladiators getting on? Yeah, it's going to be more. The conversation is going to be something like, I went there and there were these people speaking and they called them the apostles or something like that. And God turned up through the Holy Spirit. And they started speaking all these weird languages. And do you know they were doing some really weird stuff? Some people thought they were drunk. It was amazing. Now that conversation goes forward into a whole new stratosphere of possibilities because the Holy Spirit can work. And if indeed that's what happened, because a few years later you've got the Apostle Paul, he's turning up in Ephesus to spread on the good news of the gospel, and there's already believers there. Bible story is your beginning point. But the problem is that that's 2,000 years ago. How does that affect us today? Story number two. Story number two is you. Your story, your narrative. We're going to spend some time now to figure out what our story is. Just for a few minutes. It does need a bit of thinking, but it's not scary. I want to do something that we're all involved with, that have been involved with, just to make it straightforward. We have a shared story of last weekend when there was 4 days off for the Queen's Jubilee. Thank you, Annette. Wait a minute, I might be the Queen now. It wasn't the Queen, it was a male voice. It's Prince Charles. I know you're saying that. Shared story, 4 days, okay? Let's start to delve into this, because I want you to think about what happened. On here, we're going to put on the screen now. This is where I want you to do some work. Slido. Let's get our phones out. Okay, now I know that will definitely need some conversation. So you go to Slido. So remember, you put in slido.com. Then you put in the number 2043577. Do that now. So get your phone out. Print in slido.com. You put the number in, and then you answer this question. In one or two words, how would you describe the Platinum Jubilee? Think of your friend at Costa Coffee. How are you going to describe it to them? Moving, wonderful, feel good, absolutely lovely. Inspiring is a big one. It felt royal. A wonderful celebration. New relationships. Great. Here they come. They're coming in now. Lots of suggestions. If your friend hasn't got a mobile phone with them today, they can add it in. You can add in their comments. Speak to the person next to you, if necessary. Right, what have we got? The biggest one standing out there. Oh, hang on. I want Hazel's. No, you've got Monica there. Just ask Monica. Oh, now everybody's going to be watching Hazel's. Come on, you can't do that. Really positive things. I want you to get to the next question. I can't hang around today. Next question. So keep that in your mind. Look at all those wonderful things. Except one person put down fattening. Most of them are rainy. Funky. Unity. Interesting. Community builder. Feeling proud. Wow. Right then, let's go to the next. Let's take it up a level. In one or two words, what stood out for you? It's a related question. So the questions are going on now. What stood out for you about these 4 days of Jubilee celebration? Paddington Bear. Good one. I like it. Trifle, Prince Louis, we love the Queen, joy. There's still a few coming through. Proud of being British, the Queen's sense of humour. We love the Queen. Excitement, togetherness. Proud of being British, community engagement, joyful, joy, unity. Prince Louis is getting quite a lot. I'm not quite sure what that's got to do with anything, but anyway, you know. There's no right and wrong here. Colour and dancing. Queen's inspiration. Lots of things. Okay, we'll leave that up, that slide there, because now I want you to do the next bit, and then you can relax a bit, but I want you to do your connections muscle. Where, this is a tricky question, this is an easy one, where might God be in this story? What speaks to you about God in this story? That's a harder one. You've got to use your connections muscle over space and time. You've got to move from the general to the specific, from the national to the local. I'm going to ask you to talk to each other now, connect with each other around your tables, and try and come up with where might God be in this story that you've written lots about on the screen there. What speaks to you? Where might the connection be? So you're going deeper again now into the shared story that we've had this weekend. Have a chat. It doesn't come as well. Okay, I'll move. It's going to be that next. Okay, can I ask you to wrap that conversation up? What we've communicated and shared so far has been anonymous in many ways, because you've been able to use the phone and I want to get as many comments as possible. This one is more public. I want you to share out loud, if you're willing, one or two of the points where you see God at work, or that you can relate it. Now, who's going to share?
Come. I think it was right at the very beginning of the Queen's reign when she was anointed with the oil at her coronation, and she said she felt it was God anointing her for as long or as little she was queen.
At the Queen's coronation, the anointing with oil, and in that moment she had a sense of God anointing her for her reign, her commission. Thank you, Helen. For as long or as short as it might be. Next person, who put up their hands? Jan.
Oh no,
over there.
Her commitment, you know, her constancy, her never, I have no doubt that I just see this woman of faith who has, in spite of all that life and her family have thrown at her, her commitment is unending. It's remarkable. And the fact that so many people want to relate to something constant. That's why all those people were so uncomfortable, all cuddled together in the mall and everything, is that people have a need for something that is constant, secure, and unchanging. Now, we know that the Queen isn't the Lord, but she's a blooming good representative.
Thank you. Another volunteer, Jan.
Leading on from that, the inclusivity of the opportunity to speak with people in our localities, in street parties, that was an opportunity for relating to other people and opportunities to chat, do the God talking bit.
So connecting through street parties and the like. Anybody down the second half of the room? At the back. Thank you.
Integrity in public life. We could do more with more of it.
Integrity in public life. So the example of the Queen's coming through strongly in our conversation here. One more, Paul, and then we'll move on again.
Yeah, I believe that God has honoured her with a long reign because she has honoured him.
Thank you, that's clear. Right, thank you for that, Helen. If you can just hold on, keep that microphone. So far today, we've looked at story, the biblical narrative, the true events of Acts chapter 2 that happened in space and time at a particular location. We've then beginning to apply that to a story of our own shared narrative of what happened over the 4 days of last weekend, of which we all experienced in a different way, but certain things started to come through. Now we come to story number 3, the third connection point, the most difficult bit. You start to create a new story when you share a story. To this morning, we have started to share with each other on a deeper level our shared experience of last week. When we then move it forward again to our friends and our neighbours and whoever we're having a Costa coffee with, you come into this third phase. And in this third connecting point, we're remembering to ask open questions, asking the Holy Spirit to speak through us, and do double listening. We're listening intently to the person we're chatting with. We're interested in them, and we're interested in what they're saying, and we're interested in a deeper conversation. How might that spin out? Let me use some of the comments made already. You're having a conversation. It can be at work. It could be anywhere. What did you think, for example, would be an open question? What did you think of this, the Golden Jubilee weekend? What did you think of it? And they might say, well, I loved the street party. We had a fantastic time. And when it finished, we were all completely drunk. And it was beautiful. Who knows what they'll say? It might be something like that. And then it will come back to you and they'll say, well, what did you think of it? And you then share something of what you felt. You might, let's use the last one that was said, but Paul mentioned, he said, well, you might say something like this. You say, well, I noticed that the Queen's been on reigning for 70 years and that's it. That's longer than I've been alive. And in that 70 years, they've showed it again and again, how she always kept saying it's because God is with her and she's wanting to honour him. And she's even saying it today. And that spoke to me because I'm a Jesus follower and that was really important. Now, you've not pushed anything on that person, but you've just shared something of your experience and how you understood it. But you've done a bit of work beforehand because you've linked up the Bible story. You've linked it up with your personal story, and you've got it in your mind so that when you have the conversation that's now in the third story, you're then creating something new and allowing the Holy Spirit to work. If you then take it back to right over here to the first story, you've got that person from Ephesus who has an experience of the Holy Spirit, who lived that narrative story and then takes it forward to his local community, or she takes it forward and then starts to share about it. And that's when you're creating in the third space where the Holy Spirit is working. You're not saying, right, here's the Bible, read that. You're saying, hey, this is what I experienced. There's an example of somebody living the Jesus way. In the most famous woman in the world, by a country mile, and has been for many, many years. And you just let that dwell, and you just let that conversation grow. Do you see how that works? Yes or no? You don't have to agree, yeah? Okay. When we talk about connecting people with Jesus for life, for hope, for more, it can just be flowery up there. So what is the practical? It is learning Bible stories. Because you need to apply them into your personal life and experience and what goes on when you see it on TV, when you're at the street party, when you're in that conversation with your mate who said, I got drunk at that party and I wish I hadn't. You've got something to say in part three of the new story. And it's part of the meta-narrative. The big story of what God is up to through history. His saving work all the way along. And you're a little bit of that. It goes from the big to the more detailed. When Jesus says in the scriptures, let me give you just one example. It always goes from the big to the detail. He says, I've come to save the world. John 3:16. Do you know that verse? What does it say? God. That whoever should not perish. Brilliant. It's big. Come to save the world. Oh, but by the way, come to save you and you and you and you. It moves from the big to the detail. Messy church is a big thing. But actually it's to the detail, the individual, the individual, youngster, middle-aged, still young, like me, older person. But you've got to do the work. You've got to use your brain. And it's a muscle that you have to work on. And it takes a certain bravery. And this morning I was going over my notes. I do have some notes here, by the way. And I was reminded of my holiday a couple of weeks ago when the Jubilee was on. For the first time ever, my kids had go on bodyboards. Yeah, we're surfer dudes now in my family. And these waves were about knee high. And they get on that and they love, they spend the day on knee-high waves going in on these little bodyboards. And they thought it's fantastic. They were the bravest people on the beach. Just, whoa. And they even were trying to do it in about that much water. You can live your life and your Jesus-connecting life in the shallows down here. You can do your whole life down here, just body surfing a little bit in there. The snag is, if you go over to this story over here, unfortunately, Jesus said to Peter, when he came to faith, he said, go out in the deep, get out there and start fishing for men and women. Get out of the shallow, go deep. Problem is, we like it, my kids like it, in the shallow. It's safe, it's comfortable, it's easy. It's still cool. It's still got value. They love it. But do you know what? If they're doing that at 18, there's a problem. I'm not going on the beach with them. They're going to embarrass, even me, I'm going to get embarrassed then. You have to develop on. And you develop it on using your muscle. And I'm suggesting a three, three-story connector. Can we put it on the screen? That PowerPoint I did, or Monica did for me, actually, yesterday. Let's flick it up. Stuart's worked really hard today, trying to get this sorted. Right, here we go. Three big connection points to bring life. I'm going to finish. I'm nearly landed, honest. You've got the Bible. So that's over here. That story. You've got the story of you. You're making a connection with yourself, your story, the Bible story. Then the third one is your friend, your communication, your connection point, whatever that might look like. Then underneath, you've got that connection from your friend, can go over here to the Bible. It's that smiley bit. And do you know what? It can be fun then, because you don't know what's going to happen with that conversation. It ain't scary. It's actually quite interesting. And you get a deeper level of conversation. And you find out things about people. And you keep listening and alert and you see what happens. And they might think you're the weirdest thing ever. And maybe you are. So what? But you're surfing. And if you need to surf in the shallows, that's fine. But you know, there's some deeper stuff to do as well. There's the actual surfing. That's not what you do.
What's that
you? Well, I did that in about an inch of water. I have tried to do that once before, just a quick anecdote. And I could get onto the actual surf thing, on the, what's it called, the surfboard, but I couldn't stand up. And I fell off. But if I tried again and again, I'd have got there. And maybe sometimes, you know, we have to fall off. But you're falling off into the water. It ain't that painful. I'm encouraging that we step up in our sharing of the Jesus story. I'm encouraging the different groups of the church to just step it up a little bit. What your group that you're in, where is the Jesus conversation going on? David articulated for Messy Church very carefully, very clearly. But where does all our different bits, where's the Jesus conversation? Where's the surfing? Are we bodyboarding down here? Or are we actually doing a little bit of, whoa. Anything else you want to say? No, I think that's it. You really engaged well today. Thank you for that. I wondered how it would work with the mobiles and all that. Because in a sense, it can be excluding as well, can't it? I knew it would be excluding, but I still wanted to give it a go. Trial it out. I thought, well, I'll go a bit deeper. But do take that in mind. There's those three simple steps, three simple connections that allow Jesus to be at work. Because it's how we do it individually, how we live out our faith at home that really matters, much more than in this room. God bless us as we seek to live for Jesus and share story together for life, for hope, for more. Amen.